or?
I feel the same. So you know, obviously, it's always good after 10 weeks to get a little break and you know, refresh the mind and the body. But it's good to get back out today with our team and knowing we got six games left. We're in the lead in our division and where we want to be, and we just got to finish strong.
Eli, Tom said that, you know, the coaches, it was a good opportunity to self-scout, and then they were able to pass the information on to see what other teams might be doing to you guys. Do you think that was good, obviously, for the benefit now heading forward?
Yeah, that's what we always do on the bye week, and to see, you know, what we need to do better, you know, what teams are doing, and see if there's any common trends. But you also just see that we're very close on a lot of things. And our third down, our green zone, we're close to being very successful. And so it's just a matter of, emphasizing just a little bit more on our technique being perfect with things and practice being as sharp as possible. And we should be able to get back to playing at a high level.
What was it like just getting back to work as a unit?
You know, it's good. It's good to get back, you know, kind of just, obviously you don't get almost a week off very often with this job and during the season. But it was nice to get away. But I think everybody was kind of itching to get back to work and excited about where we stand right now, excited about this final stretch of the season. And it should be fun.
What does Green Bay and the challenge and obviously what they can do offensively, does it put pressure on you guys a little bit?
Well, you just got to play. You got to play smart as an offense. You can't turn the ball over. Can't give them a short field. You got to try to stay on the field, convert third down, see if you can hold the ball, and those type of things. But their defense, haven't got into a whole lot of studying on this year. I know in the past they've done a great job getting turnovers and causing problems. So watched a little of their game the other day. So you just got to see what their tendencies are and how we're going to be able to hopefully make some plays on them.
Being a fan and getting to sit back and watch games on Sunday, was it difficult watching Dallas, falling behind a minute ago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in those type of things, you see Cleveland have a lead and all of a sudden, take a lead with just a little time left. But that's what that Dallas did. Tony did a great job making some plays, getting the pass interference and getting the wins. So it's going to make this final stretch more exciting. And it's really going to come down to what we do and how we handle our own business.